Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of April 8th. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together for us. You know, I'm recording this on Wednesday the 10th, and we are looking at sun and warm temperatures the rest of the week. We're going to have highs in the 50s and 60s, maybe even 70 on Sunday. Then we will, or should, get some much-needed rain early next week. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter reveals a great tool for planning your next trout adventure. Max says, "My colleagues who work with trout are very bright and creative folks. Over the years, Wisconsin DNR fisheries habitat specialists have created all manner of techniques to improve trout habitat, with some now used across the country. A recent effort by our trout team is also making it easier for anglers to plan their Wisconsin trout fishing expeditions. The Trout Regulations and Opportunities User Tool, acronym TROUT, is an online mapping app that enables adventuresome or curious anglers to explore trout fishing in all corners of the state. The resource highlights all trout waters with color coding of angling regulations. Within the app, you can turn on different layers that will help you find completed trout habitat projects. You can also look at terrain and air photos to get a better lay of the land before you pull up to the spot. Information on easements and parking areas is also available within the tool. When you find an area you want to visit, you can use the Trout tool to create a PDF map, save it, and email it to your phone. This will ensure that you have all the best intel even before setting foot on the stream bank. You can find the Trout tool at the DNR's website by searching Trout tool. Well, thanks, Max. I actually looked at that this morning and found it pretty helpful. Not going to tell you what I was looking at, though. Let's talk about ATVs and UTVs. The DNR does require trail passes for non-residents of Wisconsin. Wisconsin residents just have to display their registration sticker. State law requires all riders to run with their headlights on at all times when they're operating. Visit the DNR's ATV website to review rules and regulations. You can see a report on trail conditions and closures at haywardlakes.com. When you get to our website, just click Trails, then ATV, UTV, then Trail Conditions. We're still looking at tentative opening dates of May 1st for the Shawamigan National Forest and May 15th for both Sawyer County Forest and Flambeau River State Forest trails. Excuse me. All ATV and UTV operators who were born on or after January 1st, 1988, who are at least 12 years old for ATVs and 16 years old for UTVs, must complete a safety certification course to operate legally on public trails and areas in Wisconsin. Conservation wardens recommend that all ATV and UTV operators complete a safety course, but it's required for those born after January 1st of 88. A safety education class will be available in winter on June 28th and 29th. If you want to take it, it's $10. For more information, to contact those presenting the class or to register, go to your Go Wild page on the DNR's website. Then go to Safety Education, Register, and then choose ATV, and then narrow it to Sawyer County. And you'll see that class in winter on June 28th and 29th. Okay, let's talk a little bit about fishing. Wisconsin's early catch and release season for inland trout is open now, goes through May 3rd. Anglers must use artificial baits only, must immediately release any trout they catch, and should practice responsible catch and release techniques. If you're fuzzy on what that means, you can go to the DNR's website and search catch and release techniques. Basically, it says, handle fish with wet hands, handle fish as little and as quickly as possible. Regulation changes for 2024 are on the books for some Sawyer County waters as of April 1st. The panfish bag limits on Osprey and Island Lakes are now year-round at 15 total, and no more than 5 of any one species of panfish. Moose Lake now has a 5-fish daily panfish limit, with only one greater than 12 inches allowed. As of the May 4th fishing opener, the northern pike daily bag limit on the Chippewa flowage and on Lacuna Ray spider and the tiger cat chains changes to 10 fish, no minimum length. Look for new signs regarding these regulations at area boat landings. Here are some upcoming events to keep in mind. On April 10th, that's today, there'll be a virtual elk management plan open house meeting via Zoom from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So if you want to squeeze into that quick, give them a call at 715-558-0648. If you're not able to do that, but you want to participate in the DNR's annual spring hearings, you can participate in those online from today through the 13th. Go to the DNR's website and search spring hearings. This weekend, the 13th and 14th, is the spring youth turkey hunt. On the 15th, the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame opens for the season. You can find out more by calling them at 634-4440. Also on the 15th, mink and muskrat trapping season closes in our zone. The North Country ATV Club is holding a spaghetti feed fundraiser on April 20th. It will be at the Veterans Center from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information, call them at 715-634-2558. Full moon's coming up on April 23rd. Beaver trapping season closes in the Northwest Zone on April 30th. The Terry Peterson Memorial Fundraiser at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame is on May 3rd. It runs from noon to 2 p.m. You can find out more by calling them at 715-634-4440. May 4th is the general inland game fish season opener. Hoo-hoo! Treelands is holding their Treeland Challenge Bass and Walleye Release Tournament May 9th through the 11th. Call Treelands for more information. Their number is 715-462-3874. Spring turkey season's coming right up this weekend. The youth hunt, as I said, is April 13th and 14th. Then you've got 6 periods, A through F. They start April 17th, and they run one a week through the end of May. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check out the online calendar of events. It's pretty informative. If you have a question, call us down at the office. The lovely Kitty will be happy to answer your questions on Monday through Wednesday, and I'll be here Wednesday through Friday. Our numbers are 715-634-8662 for the chamber and 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. Get out. The weather's wonderful. Hike around. I'll see you next week.